Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Aaron Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Aaron Butterfield comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor is Pastor Oshabar Hardiman and his wife, Lady E. Hardiman. They have services every Sunday, starting at 9 a.m. with Sunday school and 10 a.m. against a worship service. They have Bible studies every Wednesday, actually every Wednesday at noon, Eastern Standard Time. You can call into this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to the Bible study live. And they also have Bible studies every Wednesday evenings at their location. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song, amen.
So the song says, mountains are still being, strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here.
Oh!
Hallelujah. This is a move. Even now, we've come to the end of 2022. Moving into the year 2023. This is a move. Not just a move. Hallelujah. But this is an elevation. An ascension, a coming up, an overcoming, hallelujah, says, we've been waiting. Praying for you. But I got something to tell you. He's here right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's here right now. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you once again for calling in. Want to give a birthday shout out to my big cousin, Waldo Emerson Lenny Jr. Birthday on today. He and his wife just celebrated their anniversary on the 27th. Actually, I called him my little big brother, Robert Worthy Bates Jr. He and his wife just celebrated their anniversary the same day, December the 27th. So just want to give out those shout outs. Love y'all. God bless you. I was actually honored to be both of their best man. Happy anniversary and happy birthday, Waldo, as we call him Doe. Pastor Waldo Lilly over in Mississippi, Bethany, or as they say, Bethany. Love y'all. God bless you. We're going to go ahead and get into the word. Amen. Coming out of the book of 2 Chronicles, first chapter, starting at verse 6. 2 Chronicles, the first chapter, starting at verse 6. We're going to read to the 13th verse. And it reads, "Now, O Lord God," that's verse 9, verse 6, "and Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord." I want to share something. Yesterday morning, actually, I told my wife, Stephanie, that the Lord has given me the word for 2023. And I texted it to her. And it says, 2023 is the year for me. God is making and taking things personal on my behalf. But he wanted me to share that, not just for me, but for everybody that's called his son or his daughter. So I'm gonna read this again, but I want you to make it personal and actually repeat it after me. 2023 is the year for me. God is making and taking things personal on my behalf. Glory to God. That's the word that he's given me for the year 2023. 2023 is a year for me. God is making and taking things personal on my behalf. Hallelujah. Just wanted to share that with you. 2 Chronicles, first chapter, starting at verse 6. And it reads, "And Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. In that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, Thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, Because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet has asked long life, but has asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Then Solomon came from his journey to the high place that was at Gibeon to Jerusalem from before the tabernacle of the congregation, and reigned over Israel." The title of the message this morning is Year of the Rain. Year of the Rain. That's R-E-I-G-N. Year of the Rain. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for watching over us as we lay down the rest before you. Thank you, Father, for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, to protect us. Keep us in their care, God, fighting off all the fiery darts of the enemy, protecting us from all harm and danger, And Father, thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning to see another glorious day that you have made. For we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father. Thank you, Father, for life, for another opportunity to represent you, God, to give you glory, Father, to praise you, worship you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, God, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you would have to say to us this morning, to equip us, to prepare us, to make us ready, God, to build us up and encourage us, God, to give us instructions, Father, direction, divine strategies, Father, to go into this world and do what you called us to do. Thank you, Father, for your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free all those who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you for your son, Jesus, Father, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins, to stand in the gap for us, Father, to take the sins of the world to the cross, to die on the cross, Father, but not to just stay on the cross. Thank you, Father, for even allowing him to go to hell for us, Father, to take the keys of hell from Satan, stripping him of all of his power, God, and making an open show of him. But thank you, Father, for not leaving Jesus in hell. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for raising him up from the grave on the third day with all power. Thank you, Father, for receiving Jesus into heaven with his sinless, precious, conquering blood, defeating hell and the grave, death, and conquering sin. Thank you, Father, for Holy Spirit, our guide, our comforter, our teacher. Thank you for you, Almighty God, our Father, our Creator. Thank you for considering us, Father. Hallelujah. For choosing us to be a part of your family, to be able to be called your sons and your daughters. Now, Father, help us to make this word personal, to apply to our lives, God. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Year of the rain. It's talking about Solomon, this first chapter of Second Chronicles. Now, I have a few Bibles sitting before me, and the title or phrase or message that represents this particular chapter. In one book, it says, Solomon asks for wisdom. Solomon asks for wisdom. Another book, it says, Solomon's prayer for wisdom. Solomon's prayer for wisdom. Another one says, Solomon worships at Gibeon. Solomon worships at Gibeon. But this one here is what we're going to talk about this morning. It says, Reign of Solomon. And then the subtitle is Solomon Established as King. Reign of Solomon. Solomon established as king. Reign. When we look at the word reign, I wrote a few definitions of the word reign. Reign, one definition is royal authority, sovereignty. Now, sovereignty means supreme excellence or an example of it. Supreme power, especially over a body politic. Freedom from external control. Autonomy. Autonomy means self-directing freedom and especially moral independence. It's self-governing. Now, this is not talking about someone who claims to be a sovereign citizen who just ignores the laws of the land. No, we should obey the laws of the land. But when the laws of the land goes against the word of God, that's where our royal authority, that's where our sovereignty steps in and say, I cannot go against the word of God. Because remember, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're beings, so to speak. Because our citizenship is connected to the kingdom of heaven. I just want to remind us of who we represent. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, the second chapter. 1 Peter, second chapter. And we're going to read verse 9. 2 Peter. Second chapter. First Peter, second chapter, verse 9. Another definition of sovereignty is controlling influence. We are be those who are influencing people, making an impact, not being influenced. First Peter, second chapter, verse 9, and it reads, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Remember, reign means royal authority. A royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Then it goes on to say in verse 11, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. So, no matter what people say, no matter how they treat us, we shouldn't allow it to influence us, because of who we are. We're royalty, holy, as we shared last week. We're peculiar, means that favored by God. We're chosen to represent royalty, sovereignty, supreme excellence. That's who we are. Another definition for reign is the dominion, sway, or influence of one resembling a monarch. Monarch is a person who reigns over a kingdom or empire. A sovereign ruler. One that holds preeminent position or power. That's what a monarch is. And reign is the dominion, sway, or influence of one resembling a monarch. One that resembles a person who reigns over a kingdom, who resembles a sovereign ruler, who resembles one that holds preeminent position of power. Let's go to Genesis. Genesis, the first chapter. Talking about year of the rain. Genesis, the first chapter, starting at verse 26. Genesis, first chapter, starting at verse 26, and it reads, and God said, make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion Reign means the dominion, sway or influence of one resembling a monarch. Says, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth. I pause for a reason. I believe people let this one just go over their heads, because having dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. People can accept that, but it also includes let them have dominion over all the earth. That's in there. And over all the earth. And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27 reads, so God created man, of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. But in verse 26, it includes, let them have dominion over all the earth. Reign, the dominion, sway, or influence of one resembling a monarch. Who do we resemble? God said, let us make man in our image. After our likeness. We resemble God. And he's given us dominion. Let's go to Psalm 8 chapter. Psalm 8. I just want to share that I was so excited to study and share this message for this morning. So excited. Year of the rain. Psalm 8 chapter, verse 1. It reads, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Said, how excellent is thy name. The first definition of reign, royal authority, sovereignty, which is supreme excellence, or an example of it. It says how excellent is your name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemy, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. This is a conversation between an angel and God. An angel who God has created. Now, we have to understand how precious angels are. Even Lucifer, who is now called Satan, the devil, that old dragon, the serpent. Lucifer, when he was created, says that he was the most beautiful out of all the angels that was created. So I say that to say this. This conversation between God and his angel. This is actually the angel saying, "Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens." And then verse 3, the angel says, "When I consider thy heavens, says, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained." So he was considering everything that God had created. How wonderful it is. Let's stay here. Stay here. But let's go back to Genesis, the first chapter. Verse 31. Genesis first chapter, verse 31. And it reads, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." Not just good, it was very good. So this angel over in Psalm 8 is saying, when I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, because very good, God. Hallelujah. Undescribable. Can't put into words just how marvelous and excellent and glorious your creation looks. But he said, when I consider those things which you have created, verse 4 asks a question. What is man? What is man? thou art mindful of him. And the Son of Man, that thou visitest him. Now, when he asks, what is man that thou art mindful of him? That means God thought you out. He didn't just speak you into existence. He carefully thought, strategically planned, specifically created you. He took some time. Glory to God. Said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the Son of Man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Now, this word angels . Because remember, this is an angel that's speaking. But this word angel, the root word Elohim, Elohim is God. So this angel is saying, thou hast made him, thou hast made man, human being, a little lower than Elohim, a little lower than you, God. Because understand, he created us to look like him, to act like him, to be like him. Then it says, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Now, when we go back to verse 1, it says, O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. So God's glory is above the heavens. Then in verse 5, it says, and has crowned him with glory and honor. We are royalty. We are supreme excellence. The example of it. Made him, verse 6, to have dominion. Over the works of thy hands. Everything that God created. Let's go back to Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God created the heaven and the earth. And in verse 26, it says, let them have dominion over all the earth. Verse 31 says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, everything. And then over in Psalm 8, verse 6, it says, thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Everything that God has created, thou hast put him, thou hast put all things under his feet. Look at your possession. Understand who you are. God has put everything, all things, under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, excellent is thy name in all the earth. Even the angels look at us and wonder. The angels understand just how valuable we are. The angels understand how important we are. The angels understand our position. In creation, all things are under our feet. So when we look at Solomon, the position that Solomon was in as king, he was already king. He already had wealth, riches, prosperity, things. But God said, because you asked for wisdom and knowledge, I'm going to grant you that. But not only am I granting you wisdom and knowledge, because you could have asked me anything. You could have said more riches, more wealth, more prosperity, more cattle, more. That was his opportunity to ask God for more. But he already had. Enough, more than enough. The thing that he lacked was wisdom and knowledge to govern the people. See, he considered the people. He'd help God to govern your people, to lead and guide them, to give them direction and instruction to help them. He considered the people. The year of the rain, it's not just one year, but the last definition of rain is the time during which one as a sovereign reigns. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 9 chapter verse 30. 2 Chronicles, the 9th chapter. I'm going to read verse 30. And it reads, "And Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years." So this reign, this year of the rain, in chapter 1, not just one year. This is the beginning of him being placed in the position as king to reign, to instruct, to lead, to be the example. And how did it start off? Verse 1 reads, 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 1 says, "And Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom. And the Lord his God was with him." That's key. The Lord, his God, was with him and magnified him exceedingly. "Then Solomon spake unto all Israel, to the captains, thousands and of hundreds, and to judges, and to every governor in all Israel, the chief of the fathers." So Solomon and all the congregation with him went to the high place that was at Gibeon. For there was the tabernacle of the congregation of God, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, had made in the wilderness. But the ark of God had David brought up from Kirjath-Jearim to the place which David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Moreover, the brazen altar that Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, he put before the tabernacle of the Lord. And Solomon and the congregation sought unto it," which means they worshiped. Worshiped Solomon. Took all the congregation with him and worship God. So the people that we're called to, the people that God has placed us over, the question is, how are you leading them? What example are you to them? Because We're in the position. God has chosen us. He's called us out. And he's placed us in the position to lead. This year of 2022 was all about positioning, preparation for year 2023. It's all about provision. Everything is already set up. Already in place. That's why it says 2023 is the year for me. God is making and taking things personal on my behalf. So he's asking you, just like he asked Solomon. Ask what I shall give thee. What do you need from God? Because whatever is in your heart, he will grant it. Whatever is in your heart, he will grant it. God gives us the desires of our heart. Year of the rain. A time to shine. He's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. It's our time to shine. Year of the rain. God bless you. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for bringing us to the end of 2022. In preparation for 2023. Thank you, Father, for giving us what we need to lead those who you have called us to. Now, Father, give us wisdom. Give us knowledge, Father, to govern those whom you have called us to. We thank you, we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week, which would be next year. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. Year of the rain. 2023 is the year for me. God is making and taking things personal on my behalf. Glory to God.